Praise the Lord. A message number 260. The title of the message, God's Coining Requirements, Part 6. And we will continue to discuss in this message the calling of God and what is His requirement for you to fulfill it. Taking from the writing of Paul to the churches, Paul, he thanked the Lord for certain churches and certain workers and certain ministries. In this message, we'll continue to tackle what for Paul thanked God for, those churches and those people and those workers. Then you will understand what are the things that God had called you to do for Him so that you will fulfill God's requirement from calling you. Paul thanked God for the Romans. In Romans chapter 1 verse 8, Paul said, "First I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you, because your faith is being reported all over the world." Before we continue the message, let's pray. God, we thank you, Lord. We come before you in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, to bless this time and give understanding and wisdom to your church and to your people. Uphold each and every one of us with your grace and with your mercy. Let things be clear. Let your name be lifted up and glorified in the life of your church and your people. Anoint my lips and arrange the message, Lord, in the way that you want it to be, to flow, so that each and everyone will be a fruit-bearing worker and a fruit-bearing congregations and ministers, so that your will and your word will be preached and will reach those who are ordained for salvation and those who are in need of yours and your word, O God. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. I pray for this message further to bring salvation, to bring healing, to bring deliverance to those in bondage, to bring also help and hope that come from you. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you, Jesus. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Paul, he thanked the Lord for the Romans here because he said that your faith is being reported all over the world. The Romans seemed that they were having a good kind of faith that was reported in different and various places, that even Paul, he was far away, but he will hear about that. Roman's faith is genuine and sincere, and for sure they were doing remarkable things for the Lord, that their faith, which was accompanied by action, was reported all over the regions of the world. And that what made Paul thank God for their lives. Do you have kind of faith that you are well known, and not well known as a famous, but your faith is known in your action and deed, and your ministry had been a source of blessings to many people? Think about this point. Are you achieving things in this direction, or you are a person who just introvert and getting the talents and not you making the most of it? Think about that as well. Paul further thanks the Lord for the Romans when he say in Romans 6 verse 17, "But thanks be to God that though you used to be slaves to sin, you have come to obey from your heart the pattern of teaching that has now claimed your allegiance." In King James, we can read it this way, "But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. You know what Paul thanks the Lord here is that the Romans, they were before in sin and living life of sin, but now they had obeyed the pattern of the sound teaching, the doctrine from their heart. They were delivered from their bondage of sin as they kept the pattern of sound teaching and the pattern of doctrine. They were not forced, the Roman, they were not forced, but willingly obeyed the word of God. The pattern of life and the teaching that was delivered to them. And that obedience bring deliverance into their life. So here they obey joyfully and willingly the pattern of teaching that delivers to them, and that obedience brought deliverance into their life, and that obedience brought deliverance into their lives. Many people, they say, why we have no deliverance, why is still the problem going on and bouncing back? Because you are not obeying the pattern of the sound teaching that delivered to you. You are just forced or unwillingly, or just you are putting mask. Your commitment to keep the pattern of sound teaching and doctrine is manifestation that you are achieving, that you are achieving God's calling requirement. Your obedience and your commitment to keep the pattern of the sound teaching is the source of deliverance into your life. Paul also thanked the Lord for the church in Corinth, for the Corinthians. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 4 and 5, we can read the following. Paul said, I always thank my God for you because of his grace given you in Christ Jesus. For in him you have been enriched in every way, with all kinds of speech and with all knowledge. So here Paul thanked God for the Corinthians. Why he thanked God for the Corinthians? Because God was good to them. Not they were good to God, but God was good to them. For he had given them kinds of speech and knowledge. So they were really blessed. And as if Paul was telling them in his letter that you have received much from God, then you need to be faithful to him. So Paul thanked God for what God had given to the Corinthians. But when he wrote that to them, he wrote it and he made it as a kind of rebuke, exhorting them to continue to be true to God and pay back his faithfulness to them. God was faithful. Paul is telling them, he has given you all these gifts and all these abilities, all these skills, and now I am telling you, you need to be faithful to pay back to God, because I am not seeing faithfulness in your life. Truly that the Corinthians, Paul was struggling with them. They had received much, but they were boasting on God and on his people, especially Paul who planted that church. In the same way, the message is for you. As you receive much, then you are called to be faithful and pay back to God what he gave you. And that is how you respond and how you fulfill the requirement of God's calling into your life. Go to the message further. Paul thanked God for the Ephesians. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 1 and verse 11 to verse 17, we can read the following. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 11 to verse 17. In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we, who were the first to put our hope in Christ, might be for the praise of his glory. And you also were included in Christ when you hear the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of his glory. For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. Hallelujah. Paul was seeing the life of the Ephesians, the good plan of God, and how his will is achieved in their lives. The Ephesians were chosen by God, and they had accepted and complied and went along God's call and God's will. Paul spoke to them and he told them, when you believed, you were marked in him with the seal, the promised Holy Spirit. When you believe, you are marked with the seal of the Holy Spirit. And Paul make it clear to the Ephesians, even to you today, that when you believe, you are marked with the Holy Spirit, and sure that your life should go in line with God, who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will. That is in verse 11. You know, he told them, verse 11, in him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will. So when you believe, you are sealed with the Holy Spirit. And you are sealed with the Holy Spirit as long as you confirm with the purpose of his will. So your belief in Christ is including your conformity to work with the purpose of his will. For this reason, Paul has not stopped giving thanks to God, remembering the Ephesians, and also me, I will not stop giving thanks to God, remembering you in my prayers. Paul gives thanks for the genuine believers who accepted the message of the truth in verse 13. And not only accepted the message of the truth, but who live in conformity with the purpose of his will, that's in verse 11. Paul went further and prayed and keep asking God in verse 17 that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. So here, the faith of the Ephesians, their belief is not only their belief, but they submit themselves to live in conformity with the purpose and the will of God. In the same way God called you to do and to be the same. As you believe, you need to consent to God's will and purpose for you in life. And that is how you achieve the requirements for God's calling in your life. Paul gave thanks for the Colossians. book of Galatians chapter 1 and book of Galatians chapter 1 and verse 3 and 4. Book of Galatians chapter 1 verse 3 and 4, we read the following. We always thank God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ when we pray for you, because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love you have for all God's people. Here, Paul thank God for the Colossians. First, because their faith and action in Christ, because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus. So, they were doing remarkable things for the Lord. And further, he thanked God for their love, because their love for all the saints and for all God's people. And of love you have for all God's people. In King James, we can read it in this way. Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus, as verse 4, and of the love which ye have to all the saints. Here in NIV, the love of the Colossians not was to all God's people in the NIV version, but in King James, your love to all the saints is more specific. That the Colossians, they love the saints. The saints are those who live in holiness and who had committed their life to follow God and to do His will. You know, Paul thanked God for the Colossians who love the saints and God's people. We need to understand why he mentioned this, Paul, to them. The Colossians as a church was not planted by Paul. It was planted by Epaphras. And this Epaphras went to Paul while he was in prison and opened up to him certain issues in the church that need to be corrected and need to be rectified. Epaphras also had mentioned to Paul the love of the Colossians for all the saints. You know, Epaphras, when he went to Paul and he opened up to him the situation, he told him about not only the problem, but he told him about the good things that the Colossians were having in their characters and in their attitude. Let's read verse 3 onward. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love you have for all God's people. The faith, verse 5, the faith and love that spring from hope stored up for you in heaven, and about which you have already heard in the true message of the gospel, that has come to you in the same way. The gospel is bearing fruit and growing throughout the whole world, just as it had been doing among you since the day you heard it and truly understood God's grace. You learn it from Epaphras, this is verse 7. Our dear fellow servant, who is a faithful minister of Christ on our behalf. That's verse 7. He told them, you heard it from Epaphras. And Paul, he's telling them, he's a dear fellow servant and a faithful minister of Christ on our behalf. Like, I don't need to come to you, but Epaphras, he is doing the work. as if I am going to you. On behalf of all us, he is the Messiah of Christ. And verse 8, and who also told us of your love in the Spirit. That is in verse 8. So here, Paul said to them that Epaphras had told us about you, that who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit. And that what Paul he mentioned to them that he received from Epaphras about the Colossians had encouraged Paul to send his letter to them. And he was encouraged that if he will send the letter and will send his corrections and advices to them, they will respect him and they will respect his instruction to them. So Paul gave thanks to God for the Colossians who were open to correction and further teaching, because people first told them, most likely they have heard about Paul and they have respect to him. Most likely he told them they love you, and if you will be down to write to them, they would listen. It will be more easy for me to run the ministry with them. For they show their love to Paul from the first time they heard about him. From where they heard about him, maybe from Ephraim or from somebody else. But Paul got the opportunity and he wrote to them. So he gives thanks to God for them, because he was able to see in the Spirit they were open to correction. The point here, are you a person or a church open for a correction and rectification? If your response is yes, then you are attaining God's calling requirements. Further, Paul thanks God for the Philippians. Philippians chapter 1, verse 3 to 5. Paul said to them, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making requests with joy. He said, when I make requests for all of you, and I make it with joy. I always give thanks every time I remember in my prayer. Verse 5, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. So here, there's a reason, and that reason is sure why he was giving thanks for their love. For your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. In King James, it says because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. So Paul thanked God for the Philippians because they were in partnership with him from the first day they met Paul and hear the gospel from him till the time he was writing the letter to them. Such persistent and long-term commitment and without wavering or turning back had encouraged Paul to give thanks to God for the Philippians. You must understand that your perseverance in your commitment and partner and your partnership to the Church of God with me as a minister, a servant of the Lord, had placed a big thanksgiving of God in our heart for your ministry and your partnership and your commitment and your fellowship from the first day till now. And that showed your willingness to achieve God's callings requirement. We came to the end and the conclusion of this message. Think about what you hear. Are you achieving these things that we had discussed and the Word of God declare that will plant thanksgiving in our heart toward God for you, and that will show you that you are fulfilling God's calling requirement. Come to the Lord. thanks God for the word that we receive from Him. Be reminded, have you kept the pattern of doctrine that has been delivered to you as the Romans? Be reminded that you have received much. Turn in words, I have received much. And God requires of you to be faithful to pay back what you have received from Him, like the Corinthians. Are you believing and achieving the purpose and the will of God in your life? You are sealed with the Holy Spirit. The day that you comply with the message, the true gospel, the word of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, His death on the cross, not only His death on the cross and His resurrection, but His good plan for you. That's what you believe on. Tell Him, Lord, I come to you, God, in the name of Jesus, I'm willing to be corrected and rectified like the Colossians. Lord, I commit myself to keep my partnership and my fellowship in the gospel with the church and the ministers and the ministry that has been entrusted and had been reached out. God, in the name of Jesus, tell Him, Lord, I commit myself to serve you in the pattern that you had ordained for me to follow and to do, O God. I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, bless your church. Bless your people, O God. Lord, those who have prayed and they have come in their life, you reward them. I thank God, I thank you all for their life. You bless them, God, without measure. I pray for them, you give them more understanding and wisdom that come from you in the name of Jesus. Cry out to God, Lord, I want to be a blessing to the church, to the ministers, to the ministry that had cared and had loved me in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I pray that the purpose of sending this message to your church and to your people shall accomplish and you receive the glory and the honor that you deserve. I pray, oh God, for the fruit, for salvation, for workers, for ministers, for faithful workers who are willing to keep partnership and fellowship, the pattern of sound teaching that you entrust to us as a church. So God bless us. Enlarge your truth, O God. Let your hand be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Christ's name. Amen and amen.